Blackstone Audio presents The Future of Happiness by Amy Blankson. This book is read by Amy Blankson. Introduction: The Modern Juggling Act. Technology is the biggest disruptor of happiness in human history. This is the conclusion that so many have come to in our world. In fact, in 2005, the MIT Tech Review, one of the centers of the technological revolution, posed a question: is technological progress merely a treadmill? And if so, would we be happier if we stepped off of it? The author pointed to the Amish, who do without modern technology like cars and the internet, explaining that their depression rates are low, their happiness levels are high, and their life satisfaction rivals that of the top members of the Forbes 400. I travel around the globe speaking about happiness and technology. In fact, as I write this, I have just finished speaking to a group of 150 entrepreneurs in Munich, Germany. Before I began my talk, I was chatting with a few of the entrepreneurs about recent trends, and one of them leaned over to me and said, "Social media and technology are destroying our happiness, right?" I love the "right" at the end, as if this is the only conclusion. But it is not. Disruptions only destroy when we cling to patterns that are failing. While it's tempting to think nostalgically about life before the smartphone, the truth is that teens still ignored their parents and got into trouble back then. Kids still watched too much television and did not eat enough vegetables. Business leaders still felt as if they needed more than 24 hours in a day. Parents still struggled to balance work and life. We've had these problems for a long time, but the ways that we address these challenges today are different. We have too many tools, now many of them digital, so many that it's nearly impossible to decipher which ones to use effectively. They range from expensive to homemade, shiny to boring, sleek to cumbersome. And those characteristics don't define their utility. I am a happiness researcher who cries when I laugh too hard. I'm an introverted mother of three who thrives in the midst of the pure chaos of a bouncy house birthday party with kids high on cake. I'm an impressionistic artist who loves data and spreadsheets. I'm a spontaneous individual who can also be very type A. My family jokes about how I used to save exactly 3% of my weekly $1 allowance to donate to Save the Whales. I'm a technophile and a nature lover, a romantic and a pragmatist. Some of my happiest moments with my three beautiful daughters are ones I can look back at over and over because I had the brilliant presence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?